This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Into summertime, and well, not officially till Saturday, but with school out and the change in the weather, at least for the most part, a lot going on in the Umpqua Valley, kind of a schedule shift for a lot of folks, especially if you've got kids that are now out of school looking around for summer activities and more. Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library, joins us. And I know, Chris, this time of year, things kind of shift for your staff at the library.
Sure does. Thanks for having me on, Kyle. It is full-on summer reading program here at the library. And it's really for all ages, although, yes, we do focus on the kids, but I want to make sure that readers of all ages know that there are all kinds of opportunities to read for fun and prizes here at Roseburg Public Library.
So talk about your special summer reading program, and if I remember correctly, you've kind of got two of them, one for young people and one for adults.
We do, and for our young people, we have a reading log. We track the number of minutes that young people read, and that's just in line with what the state library asks us to track. And so there's one reading log. After 7 hours of reading, kids can bring that back and get a free book and three treasures. And then they do that three times total. And then they're in the grand prize drawing. And we are giving away 3 one-year family memberships to the YMCA. And that's going to be a random drawing of all those young people who have read for 21 hours. And it's, you can read yourself. You can read to other people. You can listen to audiobooks. So our youngest learners in the community can be read to for 21 hours, and they'll be in that drawing as well.
Why is it important for young people in the summer to not take a break from reading?
Well, we just think reading for fun is great all the time, but it really keeps kids engaged in that learning process. We're bridging the gap between school years. And what I really enjoy about the public library, and always have, is that we're encouraging reading for fun. And along the way, they're continuing to build their literacy skills. So we have all kinds of books. In fact, I'm just adding books. They call them decodable books. These are for the very beginning readers, all the way up to, you know, Dog Man is so popular, Diary of a Wimpy Kid continues to be popular. We have perennial favorites, classics. We have books that are brand new. We have the OBOB books, Oregon Battle of the Books books, which kids are starting to read for next year's competition. So we just have a wide variety of material for kids to learn and enjoy.
And how do they go through a process? What do they do to sign up?
You don't even have to register. You can go on our website, roseburgpubliclibrary.org, or you can stop in. We have the logs that are available for download or here in person. We'll just give you the piece of paper, and then you're off and running. We also have our very popular book review forms that continues. It's a perennial favorite. We have prizes out in our glass display case. Every book review that you do, you tell us which prize you want to be in the drawing for, and you can do as many of those book reviews as you want. Our program continues through August 23rd, and we get dozens of reviews from some super readers. Now, this year for adults, we're continuing the book reviews, but we also have specific adult prizes, and we have a reading log for adults. Those are prompts. And every time you read a book that fits the category, that's one entry into a grand prize drawing. And those entries go into the one-year family membership for the YMCA. So the more people in the family that read, the better the chance of getting a one-year membership to the Y.
Wow. So a lot going on there. Are there other special programs or things that are happening during the summer?
So many events really geared toward young people. If you go onto our website and click the events calendar, and again, that's roseburgpubliclibrary.org, you can see all the events that are happening. Tuesdays at 1 o'clock, it's here at the library. It's really elementary based, some hands-on activities, some special performers. On Wednesdays at 10:30 at the Stuart Park Pavilion, that's story time. Thursdays at 1 o'clock in the library, that's a special teen program every week. And then Fridays back at the Stuart Park Pavilion at 10:30 a.m., special performer this week, a hula hooper, and kids get to hula hoop. There'll be enough hula hoops for everybody. Most of the time, Fridays at 10:30 at the pavilion are hands-on activities, but you can go on our website or stop in. We have it all listed out on a piece of paper you can take with you.
And, of course, in the summertime, really an opportunity to get out. Are you taking some of the parks activities out into other areas of the community?
We sure are. We have our story walk. That's every week. This week it's at the Stuart Park near the YMCA, but we'll be at various parks all summer long putting out. It's a picture book on stakes, and you can walk along and read the picture book. We also will be out following Lunchbox Express. That starts next Monday. We'll be at those locations every Monday giving out a free book and a craft kit. To kids, they can also return their reading logs at that point. In fact, Aurora and Brenda are heading out to the Boys and Girls Club as we speak, and they will be at Winchester School over the summer. They're going to be out at Sunshine Park Apartments. This is just an amazing time for us to get out into the community as well as welcoming folks into the library.
For those storybook signs, that's not the right word, but that you have out on the parks, are you doing different stories than you have in past years?
We're adding a new story next week. It's in its final phase. It's a bilingual story, and we usually are able to get about 3 years out of a story. It is quite labor and cost intensive to put together a story walk. And so we like to get 3 years out of it. And then we have a rotation of about 5 to 6 every year that we share. We keep it for about 2 weeks for each story, and then we swap one out. Next week is a brand new story, and it's going into Fir Grove near the, tell me what that is, the water.
Splash pad. Yeah, there we go.
That's what it is. Thanks, Kyle.
That or there is a river there, you know.
There is. It's going to be by the splash pad.
You know, it's amazing. Those storybook signs started as kind of a thing during COVID. Did you think they'd really take off?
We didn't know what to expect, right? And they have been super popular. And it's really an opportunity to engage with readers at a different location. And we get families. In fact, I took it down last night and had a family tell me, oh, we read it. Thanks for having it out. And I put it out in the mornings. And it's fun to see the retirees who are engaging with the book. So it's blossomed into something we didn't expect. And we're grateful, Douglas County Cultural Coalition and Friends of the Roseburg Library, and of course, the Roseburg Parks Department, make it possible for us to do that year after year.
And before we run out of time, anything else you want to let folks know about summertime with the library?
Oh my gosh, there is so much happening. I really encourage you to visit our website, roseburgpubliclibrary.org, or stop in here at the library. We have grab-and-go craft kits every Tuesday. There's just so much happening. It's our busy time, and we really love the energy. It ramps up here in summer, and come on, stop in, see what we're all about.
All right, we'll talk to Chris Wiley again soon from the Roseburg Public Library. Segment 2 coming up, we're going to go out to the Elkton Community Education Center on Inside Douglas County. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Tomorrow, we're going to have another two-part Inside Douglas County. We'll be checking in with Umpqua Valley Arts, getting ready for the Summer Arts Festival, and also with the Glide Sasquatch Festival. And we'll be talking to folks about those two events. It is the event season, and in Elkton, the Elkton Community Education Center with the 18th Annual Blooms and Butterflies Festival on Saturday. Co-Executive Director Deborah Gritton joining us from Elkton. And Deborah, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Hi, thank you for having me, Kyle.
Well, you guys are getting ready for Saturday. It's a big time out there in Elkton. Kind of explain what all is going on.
It sure is. We're kicking off the summer with our Blooms and Butterflies Festival. We have a 5K run. We have a quarter-mile dragonfly loop for kiddos that's a little bit shorter, or for folks that want to just walk the loop through our native plant park. And then we've got artists and vendors and info booths. You can take tours through all of our areas, and we spend the day having fun with each other.
And 18 years, it's been going on for a long time. Do you know anything about how it got started?
Oh, my goodness. It got started probably the same way most things around here do, and that's serendipity. So that's one of our founders' favorite things to say, is when someone thinks of something to do, it magically happens. Our community comes together, and that's how it came together here, wanting to include fun wellness-related things for families and be thinking about our environment as well.
And for somebody who maybe is newer to the area or has not been out in Elkton very much, when you call it Blooms and Butterflies, explain the butterfly part of that if people don't know.
Ah, the butterflies part is we have a butterfly habitat and pavilion flight room here. We raise Western monarch butterflies in the summer if they return back to us on their migratory path. And we also raise painted ladies all throughout the summer, which is a native butterfly. So folks can literally come walk through our butterfly flight room with butterflies.
Now, do you have more butterflies around? Is this just because of the proximity to the coast, or what is it?
We're part of a butterfly conservation program through Washington State University. So we will raise Western monarchs when they come through the area in a specific way in our research room and in our flight room. And then we tag and release them when the migratory generation emerges every year. So they come through Oregon, and we just are a place where we can then collect wild specimens and raise them up to tag and release.
And for the facility out there, the Elkton Community Education Center, one of the things that kind of marks it as being very unique is Fort Umpqua. Talk about that.
Yes, we have a life-size replica of a fur trading fort that was called Fort Umpqua, and it was owned by the Hudson Bay Company. 1836 is when the original one was built, and it was in existence for 15 years. So we really focus on portraying that time period from 36 to 51 specifically, and folks can literally come walk through a fort complex, a fur trading fort, and during the summertime, our student employees will take them on a tour and share all the information we have.
Now, ECEC is set up as a big nonprofit organization, yet Elkton is such a small community. How does this all work?
It is. We run off of grants, donations, and sales that we make when we hold events like this, where we have like a barbecue fundraiser. So folks, if you buy a hot dog, you're helping to keep the lights on at ECEC. It's a really simple way of funding ourselves here. And we really are set up in a unique spot on folks' way from to the coast and from the coast, that during the summertime, they can stop at our facility and, you know, pick up a snack, come walk through our butterfly gardens, give a donation if you're led to, come to some of our movie nights and buy some concessions, and that helps pay for things.
Do you guys get very many tourists that come through, come in to look around, and then tell you they didn't realize that you were even there?
Absolutely. We are so tiny and in such a small town. Folks stop by. We've had people from all over the world, we do every year, that come through, and they go, wow, how does a place like this exist in this world, especially with being so rural? And we really are in a sweet spot on the map that allows visitors, up to 4,000 visitors a year will come through and say hello at ECEC.
Now, how long have you been involved with ECEC?
I have been here almost 6 years.
And what led to you getting involved?
I know. My husband and I moved here with our family, and I thought, I would like to go see if I can volunteer and spend some time at this place. Had no clue what it was. I walked through the door of the gift shop, and I met the then executive director, Marjorie, and visited with her, signed on as a volunteer, and it ended up leading to a full-time position, and now I'm one of the co-executive directors as Marjorie stepped down last year.
Wow, so you've got a lot going on there. How many people are going to be involved in making everything happen on Saturday?
Oh my goodness, countless. We have such a small staff, and then we hire on high school students to help us run the center in the summertime, plus all of the volunteers that help make the whole event happen. We've probably got 30 or 40 people involved in just making the day happen.
So is there anybody in Elkton that's not involved with ECEC?
I can't think of a person that doesn't either benefit or come enjoy and spend time with us in Elkton. I think we're a close-knit community, and everybody's involved in some way, shape, or form.
Now, what time do the events run on Saturday?
We open up at 9 a.m. You can come into the cafe. You can start your run. The 5K run starts at 9 and it ends at 11. The vendors will be all set up by 10 a.m. And we've got lunchtime going from 11 to 2 is the barbecue fundraiser for ECEC.
And
everything closes at 4.
At 4. The craft vendors, where do you find these folks?
These are local folks to our area, or they come from Reedsport, Roseburg, Eugene, from the surrounding area. They come and share their things that they have made.
What other things about the ECEC do you want people to know about?
I want them to know that we have something going on for people of all ages. So if you're wanting to bring your kiddos to come enjoy a costume contest or make butterfly crafts, or if you're a grandma and grandpa coming and you want to meander and enjoy a lunchtime and just walk through the vendor booth, there's something for everyone here to enjoy the day.
Now, I see that you have live music as well. Tell us about that.
We do have a local group, the 1-5 Band. They will be playing some great music. They're a great group of guys that will be on the greenhouse patio, and you can sit and enjoy lunch and listen to live music.
Now, is the 1-5 Band actually their name?
That is their name.
Oh, that's funny.
They are, isn't that great?
I mean, you probably have them booked from, 1-4 anyway.
Right. I'm not sure how they came up with that name, but we like it.
So as we wrap up, if people want to find out more about the Elkton Community Education Center, about the event on Saturday, and other things that you've got going on throughout the year, how do they get connected?
They should check out our website, which is www.elktonbutterflies.com. Or they can check us out on our social media. We're really active on Facebook and Instagram, and we have things posted up there up to date all the time.
All right. From the Elkton Community Education Center, Deborah Gritton, the co-executive director, thanks for being on today.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQBN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.